last weekend's game against CM was a very special weekend, and I wonder if you could tell me, first of all, once again, I ask you every year about this, but about the Derek Hines Memorial Game that the prep plays every single year, and also the experience of going to West Point, and given the background of Lieutenant Hines.
Sure, yeah. I mean, so last week, you alluded to it, the 500. We played Xaverian on Wednesday. We won that game, and that locked up the Catholic Conference title for us. Then we had to come back a couple days later after some illness and kind of regroup, took a day off, and then got on the bus to West Point early Saturday morning. We left at 6 a.m., got down to West Point about 4 hours later, and we just had an absolutely amazing experience down there. And I certainly could go through. We did a variety of different things, but it was very impactful for the kids.
Every year you, I'm sure, talk about the game and what it means and the tradition of St. John's Prep. But to go there and see where Derek Hines went to school after the prep, I mean, that has to make an impact on kids that they otherwise would not have gotten.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really fortunate group that they got to have this experience. And we've been playing in Derek's honor for 17 years. It's our first trip to West Point. The stars kind of aligned this year. The Army coach, Coach Brian Riley, is in his last year, so he's retiring. He had a really close relationship with Derek. So part of our trip was to meet Coach, and Coach gave a really impactful speech to both teams, both CM and us, on Saturday night at a team joint team dinner. And then Sunday morning, both teams had the opportunity to meet with Coach Riley at the Tate Rink, Army's home rink, and get a tour of the players' lounge, the locker room, and just get to hear Coach speak about Derek and the program and the impact Derek had on them. So, I mean, we were really lucky to kind of get that intimate meeting with Coach and hear about his experiences with Derek, and it certainly made it that much more meaningful for us.
Yeah, you know, I've been to Washington, D.C. once or twice, and to see the memorials and the history is really something. But to go to West Point and get a feel for that and understanding for that and the history and all, I just think it's fantastic that the kids got to go. Now, the Hines family is still pretty involved with this?
Yeah, so on Saturday, Trevor, the whole Hines family came down with us. They met us there from kind of the moment we got there. We were intertwined with the Hines family. We went to it, basically started with an admissions briefing, and then from there got a tour of the campus and kind of just like an inside look at the day in the life of a West Point cadet. We had cadets assigned to us, and they kind of broke us up into smaller groups, and then we all walked over to the mess hall, which is absolutely incredible building, six wings, and it houses over 4,000 cadets at one time. The cadets eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner together at the same time. So we had that opportunity to be with the cadets inside the mess hall. And then from there, we went on a tour of the campus and ultimately Trophy Point. So we just learned about the history of West Point and just a really special kind of amazing opportunity that you would never get, you know, because that's not something that's open to the public.
Right, yeah.
We were really fortunate. Just quickly, Colonel Klepper, he described himself as the vice principal of West Point, but he was Derek's commanding officer in Vicenza, Italy, and then when they deployed to Afghanistan, and he was with Derek when Derek was killed. He also spoke with our kids and was present there this weekend. So we got a lot of a behind-the-scenes look and some first-hand accounts of Derek and just the amazing life he led and the ultimate sacrifice.
I don't even know how to put it in words, because for high school kids, I mean, that's so much bigger than hockey. And yet, it's hockey that got them to see that and understand that. So what a valuable experience.
Yeah, it really was, and I think it's something that they're going to appreciate even more a couple of years down the road. Because I know I did on a personal level, and I'm very fortunate that I got the experience.
Oh, that's great, Coach. Congratulations. Now, I know the game didn't turn out the way you wanted it. However, I'm looking at the most recent power rankings that came out, and the first five spots, four of them are packed with Catholic Conference teams. So this is a fight to the finish.
Yeah, it usually is. No, the game did not turn out as we had hoped. And, you know, you can come up with all the excuses in the world, illness and travel. And, you know, the bottom line is we didn't play well. We just kind of looked lethargic and a little bit, I think, emotionally drained. It was a very long weekend, and sometimes you have games like that. So the important thing is that we kind of reset, put that behind us, and get ready for a really, really difficult test tomorrow night against St. Mary's, because we want to stay within that top five of the power seedings.
I want to ask about St. Mary's. I've talked with Coach Smith over there, and he's very excited about his team, and they're at number 10 in Division I. He's got some big boys, so how do you look at this game?
Yes, we know it's going to be a really difficult game. We know that, and we've talked about this before, that teams kind of circle our game on the calendar as a really important game for their program. And, you know, I know St. Mary's does that with us. So I know they've been getting ready for this game for a while. And they're a quality hockey program that has some really good hockey players. They have an excellent goalie and Coach Smith's son, Matt Smith. So, I mean, they're going to be tough. They have some big forwards. They have some size. We're playing in Lynn. It's a little bit smaller ice surface, so I mean the cards are stacked against us, and you know that's when I expect us to rise to the occasion and play our best.
Coach, thanks for a great interview and sharing that with us about West Point. That is awesome stuff. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again.
Appreciate it. Have a good week.
Take care, you too. That is Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.